This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Here at home, Republicans and Democrats joined forces in the Senate today in an effort to curb the president's power to impose tariffs in the name of national security. Republican Senator Mike Rounds from South Dakota was a yes vote today. He joins us live to talk about that and the president's international travels and meetings this week. Senator, great to have you.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
Why were you a yes vote on this?
This particular case, we're talking about Section 232 of the 1962 Trade Enhancement Act. And in that, it's designed for national defense. The question is whether or not the president is using his powers for national defense purposes. And what we're suggesting to him is that, number one, this is not binding, but it will pull back in and say that Congress wants to have a role in those discussions. If you're going to interpret all of these different tariffs as being critical in the national defense of our country.
We are talking about hundreds of billions now in this, what people are calling a trade war ramping up with China and other places.
And to be fair, not all of those are being identified as qualifying as a tariff under Section 232. A lot of it's under Section 303 of a 1974 law. So those are not the ones that we're talking about here. These are the ones where basically they went after our allies, Canada and Mexico and so forth. So it's kind of disconnected from what's going on right now with what the president has announced against China today, and it just so happened that we're having a vote on Section 232 tariffs on a day in which he's exercising Section 301 tariffs.
I feel like I'm going back to law school.
Yeah.
All the statutory interpretations and citations. Okay, so let's move on to where he is today in NATO, ruffled a lot of feathers. This is what your counterpart across the aisle, Senator Dick Durbin, had to say.
He doesn't understand the NATO alliance, which for 70 years has kept Europe safe and the world safe, for that matter. And he is trashing our allies who have invested lives and their own resources into making this a success. At the same time, he embraces Putin, calls him a fine man. It must be impossible for our allies to figure out exactly what the United States is saying.
Now, one of the pieces today I read in the Washington Post said that, yes, there was a lot of bluster publicly, but privately when he sat down with folks, they felt they had really good conversations. So does he not understand NATO, or does he understand it better than the last couple of presidents?
Well, there were a couple things that happened. Number one, he came in and he was loaded for bear with regard to the pipeline. That's the Nord Stream 2. It joins another pipeline that's already there under the Baltic Sea, and that's the Nord Stream 1. Our United States Senate, there were 39 of us in March that asked him to take a very strong stand against the creation of this new pipeline. So I'm not going to criticize the president at all for being very forceful in sending the message that this is not good for Western Europe, it is not good for the United States, and there is no reason why we should be doing business with Russia at this point. And yet, here's a pipeline that would be providing over 100 and let's put it this way, over 110 billion cubic meters of natural gas flowing into Germany, coming from Russia. So they're going to have a contract with Russia for years to come. But the reason why Russia wants it is because they don't want to use the pipeline which goes through Ukraine.
Right.
And in doing so, it puts Ukraine at greater risk. And then you have Western Europe subject to Russia and their monopolistic activities when it comes to the sale of their fuel. Now it puts us in a more difficult position because now our allies, who are NATO members, are basically reliant on Russia for natural gas.
The president brought that up today. They said they're not captives, Germany pushing back, saying that they are not beholden to Russia. So we'll see how that plays out. He now continues on to Russia. Senator, thank you for joining us as we look at this first part of the trip, and he's sure to make news all the way.
Thank you.
So you ask, where is the outrage, from the mainstream media? Look at a lot of the media, let's face it, do not understand negotiation. They don't understand, you know, if we say again, the art of the deal. This is what happens every day in business, in negotiating with partners. And what Donald Trump is doing doesn't bother me a whole lot. You know, people who have traditionally and kept us in the mess that we've had in this partnership that has been a bit dysfunctional is now getting squared away. And, of course, the whole Russian pipeline deal, this is a whole other thing. We're going to talk more about it in just a moment with Liz Peek. Stay with us right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
I'll tell you, lots to talk about, and we're going to jump into it right away. Liz Peek is with us. Liz, from FoxNews.com and contributor to The Hill, spent over 20 years on Wall Street, most of them as a top-ranked research analyst. Liz, always good to be talking to you. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you. Good morning.
Hey, boy, the Dems are just at every turn, their heads are exploding. And of course, what we see overseas, you know, the statements out of the left is just incredible. Here the president is negotiating on behalf of the American people, holding partnerships accountable. And people don't understand. I mean, this is what got us into this mess anyway, is playing patty cake with our international partners. And the United States continues to carry the day. And it cracks me up, Liz. These are the same people that say, we don't want to be the police of the world. But yet, they're, you know, it's okay.
They just want to spend the budget for us being the police of the world.
Exactly. So
I know.
How do you square that up?
I mean, people have written now some articles about citing Obama's efforts on this exact same mission, that is to get NATO partners to spend 2% of their GDP on military. And presidents prior to that also weighing in. Look, if you don't think the average American believes that the U.S. is pulling too much of the freight on NATO, on the U.N., on any number of international organizations and agreements, think again, because polling shows that everybody feels like we're being taken advantage of. Trump is simply more brusque in his approach. Mm-hmm. So is that a good thing or a bad thing? I think for a lot of Americans, it's like, okay, the other approach didn't work.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe this one will.
Well, and look what happened. Already they've reported a record collections of dollars into the NATO, you know, just with the last statement, you know, and their first response was when, what was it? It wasn't Kelly. It was the previous Secretary of State, Tillerson. Tillerson goes and says, hey, you guys, you know, we're supposed to be at 2%. Do you mind paying up? They said, well, gosh, nobody asked.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's kind of like, why would we unless someone really puts our feet to the fire? You know, the real culprit here is Germany, because Germany is the wealthiest country in the EU and in NATO. They are the ones who are conspicuous by not spending. They're at 1.2% of GDP, which is really inexcusable. There's no possible explanation for that other than they have been able to get away with it. Germany is a very self-interested nation, just like the United States, and every policy they have is basically aiming to put forward their own objectives, and rightly so. That's their job. But our job is to call them out on it, which is what Trump did yesterday. And by the way, He is totally right on this Russian gas pipeline.
Oh, this is the added slap to the face that the media has letting go. You know, they're letting that go by. It's like, are you kidding me? They're at 1.2%, and as if that's not enough, they make a deal with the Russians on this pipeline. I mean, what is that saying in terms of the, you know, you talk about the independence and protection of of Western Europe. I mean, this is a huge compromise.
Well, there's no question. And you know, I've written about this in the past. People don't realize, in effect, what Germany has done, and France has done the same thing, is kowtow to their own Green Party, the environmental parties in both those countries, which are very strong, in order to maintain her majority government. Merkel has basically bowed to their whims and demands along their way. And the result is they have indeed shut down their coal industry. They've shut down their nuclear plants. And the result of that, which doesn't get nearly enough press, is that the power costs today for industrial users in Germany are about four times, sometimes six times, what they are in the U.S. By the way, that's why some German companies are coming to the United States, because they look at energy as a big factor going forward, and they cannot afford what Germany is throwing at them. So,
and Liz, let me interrupt you just real quick, with all due respect. I want to pause here just a second, because I want people to catch what you just said about what happened with them closing the coal plants. This would have been America.
Yeah, no question about it. This would have been under the power plant program of Obama that was thankfully nixed by Scott Pruitt. That is exactly where the United States would be. In effect, making it so incredibly expensive to meet all the guidelines, by the way, you see it in California, I don't need to tell you, that basically we become uncompetitive. And that, so Germany, I think this is really an amazing story, actually. Mm-hmm. Germany put in place all these restrictions on using fossil fuels, turned to wind and solar. Guess what? It isn't that windy in Germany and not that sunny. And so to make up the gap in what they needed in power, they'd resorted to using lignite, importing lignite, which is the dirtiest fuel on the planet. It's like peat moss. It is horrible. So can you imagine, I mean, number one, to have Germany take the high road and tisking the United States for bowing out of the climate accord is completely laughable. But number two, what they've now done to solve all their past missteps is to engage with Russia to import a lot of natural gas. And by the way, Russia is totally not above using those natural gas exports as a political weapon. They've done it before. They shut down Ukraine in the middle of a cold winter, et cetera. So is that a good move for Europe and for Germany? Of course not. And by the way, there's now an alternative. We are exporting LNG. So
exactly. That's the other thing. It's like, why would you not work with one of your allies?
Right. Right. It is like it's now, you know, it took a while for the Obama administration to come to terms with the idea that we could export LNG because they didn't like fossil fuel. They didn't want to give gas producers in the United States a sort of political win by allowing that. Can you imagine? Even though we have a 100-year supply of natural gas and certainly are in a position to be an exporter. But exactly. Now Germany has a choice. United States for LNG imports or relying on Russia. I mean, it's really a staggering concept to me.
And Liz, talk about their former chancellor who's involved in this Russia deal. I mean, this thing's almost a barrier to entry for the United States because of the political complication. I mean, this is like, this is almost like Clinton Foundation stuff, Germany style.
Yeah, I mean, German's former chancellor, Gerhard Schröder, is the chairman of this pipeline venture destined to bring gas to Germany out of Russia. So, you know, confronting that or nixing that at this point would probably be politically a very difficult thing to do. I mean, talk about K Street lobbyists.
Yes.
This guy is, like, you know, on top of the world. I mean, honestly, the whole thing stinks, and the fact that Germans have let this go really speaks to, I would say, their mercantile instincts, which, by the way, also have been instrumental in them not agreeing with the United States on the Iran deal to get out of the Iran deal. They want to do business in Iran, and that is paramount.
Wow. I'll tell you, lots of moving parts here, Liz, and thank you so much for connecting the dots here. There is more to be understood here, but I think people in America are starting to understand. Look, you've got the Trump haters out there, and you've got to be discerning as to how they're presenting what's going on. The president is looking out for our best interest here, and NATO needs to pay up, and now we're not talking to. He's saying, look, at you know, those numbers were set decades ago. We should be more at 4%. We'll see how that plays out, too. More from Liz Peek on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Live. I believe you are the way.
like it's fresh and independent every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. Liz Peek, columnist for FoxNews.com and contributor to The Hill, is with us. Liz, let's wrap a bow on what's happening here in Europe. Donald Trump is shaking them up at NATO. We've got some more meetings going on, and then he heads to England to deal with, a wounded May.
Yeah, and England is really showing its proud self by floating this comical pouty balloon over London.
Yeah.
You know, which really, I mean, you just sort of sit and think, and Donald Trump's the child in the room? I don't think
right.
so.
Yeah, this is the mayor. The mayor of London has done this. This is crazy.
Oh, it is. And look, he doesn't like Trump. Trump doesn't like him. But you know what? It's a little bit bizarre to take such a public and embarrassing position of this sort. But you know what? Let them have their fun. The truth is England is racked with controversy. I think because in part separating from the EU, Brexiting, if you will, was something that people voted for. And now it doesn't appear to be happening in quite the way they imagined it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of talking points on either side. Everyone's blaming everybody else. But the truth is, Theresa May was thrust into a somewhat difficult position trying to oversee this change. And you have, it's unfortunate because I think in a way the Brits were right. They had lost sovereignty of their country, which,
absolutely,
by the way, other EU countries have too.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't like it if all of a sudden we were in a union with Canada and Mexico and some bureaucratic body was imposing the same laws on all of us. And that's
out of Tijuana, all gathered together in Tijuana making the decisions, right?
I mean, it's not a great situation. And so I think, I mean, I really could understand the urge to Brexit, and I think it just hasn't been carried out in an efficient enough manner that that people have stayed with it. So they've got problems. Theresa May's got problems. When Jeremy Corbyn ends up a reasonable person again in their political theater, you know something's pretty staggeringly wrong.
Exactly. Well, Liz, but you know from the start, Theresa May wasn't a proponent of Brexit. I mean, it was kind of like a forced fit here. So what did you expect?
Well, that's the thing. And I, as I say, I kind of feel for her because she really didn't want this job, in a sense, of overseeing the dismantling of England's relationship with the EU. And as a result, maybe she hasn't done a very good job of it. She's let herself, I think, be bullied by the EU because they're terrified. They're terrified that six other countries might decide that they don't want to be part of this union either. And now, in fairness, there's a lot of good that the EU does these member countries. As a trading bloc, they're obviously stronger than they would be individually.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened there, and it's sort of a lesson, I think, for the United States, too, is that they took some common bonds, as we have done with our states, decided, okay, having like separate currencies for all our states would be idiotic.
Right.
You don't want to have borders. You don't want to have different trading requirements state to state, et cetera. But then they enforced on all those states, by dint of tens of thousands of bureaucrats working beaverishly in Brussels, laws that sometimes really made no sense for those states. And they took on everything you can imagine. I wrote a piece before the Brexit vote about tea kettles, electric tea kettles, because they're very, very environmentally hepped up.
Mm-hmm.
They outlawed electric tea kettles just on the cusp of the English making this vote to whether to stay or leave. And it was so profoundly stupid because there is one appliance that is owned by every single English household. It's an electric tea kettle.
Exactly.
So they come out and they say, no, you can't have those because they increase emissions. Well, duh, you're going to go vote against that, those clowns who don't understand your life.
Exactly.
So anyway.
Well, and the other thing, too, Liz, to go back to this whole oil pipeline thing to Russia, I mean, does the rest of the EU start looking at this and going, wait a minute, here Germany could be compromising our relationship here by bringing the Russians in?
Yeah, well, it's NATO, but yeah, I agree.
Yeah, NATO, I mean, I'm sorry, yes, yeah, but still, but that has an effect, though, doesn't it,
yeah, totally,
on the EU?
Totally.
Sure.
It's I think Merkel is a little bit, has to be a little shamed by this. Mm-hmm. And again, particularly with this sort of hint of corruption about how the deal was done, I do think that, you know, they got themselves in this position because they need imported energy. And, you know, that's also an interesting thing because guess what? They're pretty big. They're quite sizable reserves of natural gas in France that can be accessed via fracking. But France, in their wisdom, like Germany, has outlawed fracking. So they, too, have to import natural gas. I mean, really, it just boggles.
Well, you know, and it really just sets up the future, you know, for America as a grand exporter. I mean, Liz, here in our lifetime, we can be truly energy independent and energy dominant. I mean, this is incredible how the, you know, the tea leaves are lining up for this country.
Yeah, I know. We are not energy independent now. People get mixed up about that. We are an oil exporter because our refining industry can't handle the oil and isn't completely satisfied with the oil that we produce domestically. So we're exporting oil and we're also importing oil of different grades. Mm-hmm. But just people get this mixed up all the time. We're still in 2017, last year, I think we imported about 20% of our oil net import.
Right.
So people, and by the way, it used to be like 60%. So we have made huge progress, huge and unexpected, which I think is such a wonderful thing. Nobody saw this energy revolution in the United States coming. So much for the experts.
You know, without a doubt. Trump said that of the three stops he was going to make, probably the easiest was going to be his next stop after London, after England, is with Putin.
Well, in a way, he's right, right? I mean, we know that Putin's a bad guy. We know that, I mean, he's saying that they're a competitor, not an enemy. Mm-hmm. Well, they are an enemy, and Trump knows that. And certainly Mike Pompeo knows that and his entire entourage. But in a way, when sitting down with your enemy, you know what you need to do. What you're trying to do is diffuse that situation and find common ground where you can so that that enemy, so that perhaps they don't again meddle in our elections or they don't invade another country or whatever. Don't forget, with all this nonsensical investigation of collusion between Trump and Putin, and I do think it's nonsensical. I don't think it happened.
Well, certainly not to the degree. Well, there's probably more meddling inside the United States than outside the United States.
Oh, there's no question that Russia meddled in our election. They do that. I mean, that's what they do. And they've done it in France, and they've done it in England, and they'll continue to do it because they are a bad actor. And Putin is a thug. There's no question. But again, what do we want from Putin? We want to stand down on that. We want less infiltration of voter records and things like that so that Americans don't lose confidence in the sanctity of our vote, which would really be a horrific development. And we want to make sure. But I was going to say, in spite of all this talk about Russia, Trump being soft on Russia, he's the one that sent extra troops to Poland. And
exactly.
He's the one that has actually pushed back against Russia militarily. So, you know, the left just lies about so many things. And this is another issue.
Well, and of course, you can count on more lies as we try to move forward on the Canada nomination, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
Kavanaugh is going to be blasted for all kinds of things, the most amusing of which is Obamacare, that, you know, Patty Murray and people coming out and saying, oh, he's going to kill millions of people because he's going to basically rule against Obamacare. His one ruling that has to do with Obamacare was actually worrsome to conservatives.
Yes, exactly.
Because it indicated that he might not declare the law. In fact, he didn't declare the law unconstitutional.
Right. Exactly.
So, yeah.
Well, we got to leave it there and
all
more
right.
to come. Liz Peek with FoxNews.com. Liz, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Always my pleasure. Thank you.
When you need bug bite relief.
Ow! Ow! What? Ow! Yikes!
Stepped in an ant bed relief.
What a pretty plant. Wait, what's that?
Poison ivy relief. You need the power of Gold Bond relief. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream has twice the medicines of hydrocortisone formulas to fight itch and relieve minor pain. Plus, vitamin E and LO to help soothe skin fast. Gold Bond. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for. But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As he leaves a two-day NATO summit in Brussels, President Trump declares,
I think there's a better spirit for NATO right now than perhaps they've ever had.
The president also says as the summit wraps up that NATO allies have answered his call to up their defense spending.
You know, they're here as a prime minister, as a president, and they can't necessarily go in and say, this is what we're going to do, but they're going back for approvals.
Prior to the summit, NATO allies had already agreed to up their defense spending by 2% of GDP over the next few years. They say nothing has changed after this summit, despite the president's claims. FBI agent Peter Strzok to testify before a House committee today. He's under intense scrutiny for anti-Trump text messages he sent when he was part of the Hillary Clinton email investigation. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50+. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
You're my defender. You fight for me. I will remember. You're all I need. You are my healer. My remedy. Against the power of the unknown. And I will not stand alone. Cause you're my defender.
Well, I tell you, if that doesn't give you comfort, huh? Knowing that God Almighty of the universe is our defender. It is 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Tina Marie Griffin joins us now, the counterculture mom, sharing the latest cultural horrors that you need to know about in order to protect your children. Miss Tina, how are we doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Always good to be talking to you. And, of course, lots to be on top of here. Netflix is at it again. What is going on with Netflix?
Netflix needs to just be stripped as an option for entertainment for all families is what my take is on it. They're constantly promoting damaging messages for our kids and twisting the truth. I mean, we have the Salute to Abortion host declaring God bless abortions here by Michelle Wolf, who is a comedian. You know, I don't consider her a comedian. I think she needs a Lord, but I mean, it's just messed up messages on Netflix. We got that 13 Reasons Why we've talked about before. It's just loaded with bad content.
Yeah, I mean, God bless abortion. How do you get there with this? I mean,
It's not even
funny. It is actually cruel when you think of all the women, and I mean there is an increasing number of women who have experienced abortions that are grieving silently, and and as I keep saying, Tina, men are starting to get in that line where they're realizing that they have participated because of their own, you know, lack of morality, whatever you want to call it. I mean, they are finding themselves repenting and realizing, hey, you know what? I could have had a son or a daughter now. And that son or daughter could have been, you know, would have been 12, 13 years old. and I missed out. I am not going to walk her down the aisle. I mean, the outcry that is beginning to bubble up, and I keep telling pro-lifers, I go, I am anticipating the day when there is a cry, and not from the women, but from the men who have participated in abortions. I mean, there is a heartbreak around the horizon. Mark my words on this, because you cannot avoid the truth here. And the truth is being, is coming out blatantly. And however people want to feel, you know, hey, it's my body and all this stuff, and, you know, and that whole argument, I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole right now. But the truth is the truth, and that is women are having a hard time dealing with the big lie of the abortion industry.
Oh, yeah, a big time. And there's a lot of silent voices that aren't being heard. I wanted to let people know, if you're tuning in, if you had an abortion in the past or know a family member, anybody that's had an abortion and they're hurting, I really believe truly that all women are hurting. And they have a gut instinct that they know what they did was wrong, but a lot of them have been deceived, telling them it was a blob of fetal tissue and being told that when you're in high school, that it's not a baby till it's born. Mm-hmm. I mean, then women don't think it's a big deal if they have an abortion. They're just being deceived until they actually realize the truth. Two places I want to point people to, if they know of anyone who is currently thinking about abortion, has had one in the past, they need healing. There is a very neat organization called Silent No More Awareness.
Yes, exactly. .org.
Mm-hmm. They go there, check it out. They have testimonial videos of women. Now, if you had an abortion in the past and you want to share your story, it will not only heal your heart and soul and mind, but to be able to be used by God mightily to share with other women your story, to be able to possibly save more babies, is just a amazing ministry. Mm-hmm. So contemplate that. The other thing is Save the Stork. I have a bunch of friends that have started that ministry, man, probably when I started speaking 15, 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And at SaveTheStorks.com, they are doing amazing things by having all these vans.
Yeah, they're putting buses and vans just right outside these clinics. It's incredible. Yeah.
It's amazing. Yes. And then people get to walk in there and see the baby on an ultrasound machine in these vans. So God is on the move, and when people see the truth, they get to make an educated decision on what they want to do in their situation. I want to highly suggest adoption's an option. We've got families waiting 10 years to adopt a baby in our country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, exactly. Well, there are solutions. Again, I hold and remind everybody, our God is a God of life. Yeah. And in the Bible, he tells us, look, we're going to come to that crossroads between life and death. There are life and death decisions every day. And he says, lest you forget, you know, choose life. That's the better option. So whatever you can do, choose life. That is the best option. And that's what is before you today. And there are solutions here. No matter what situation you may find yourself in, this is the problem with sin. You know, you get into it, and it's all enjoyable and pleasurable until you have to, you've got to heed to the, to the consequence of your sin. And that is very difficult. But look, there's no judgment here. What it is a reality. We speak from experience. You know, been there, done that, bought the stupid T-shirt, okay? We still want you to go through this. And because of what's happening, and anecdotally, I mean, you hear these stories across the country, but, of course, the mainstream media doesn't want to talk about it. The women's rights movements, Madonna and all them, you know, leave me alone, it's my body. Well, you know, I'm not sure where that, you know, That again is such a big lie, that we're buying into, because I reference the Bible, but if the Bible isn't, you know, real to you, it's not going to be meaningful to you. But I will say to you, you might talk to the other women who have gone through this experience and see what they would suggest to you. They would tell you it's not some blob of flesh. And especially, like you say, Save the Storks and other organizations that are out there with ultrasound treatments and to show. And when you see that child on the screen, you realize it's not a blob of flesh. And you see things that, of course, some people say, well, the babies can't feel pain. Oh, well, really?
Yeah,
well, look at the films of where babies, you know, are being aborted, and what happens with that child. That child will avoid the instruments. It feels pain. It understands what's going on.
Yeah.
We lack so much understanding about what is happening. But when we fool ourselves into thinking in order to justify our convenience, this is what's scary, Tina. It's like if you use this kind of reasoning to justify your convenience, then in what other areas of your life and your children's life, if you have it, or your family's life, is it going to impact?
I can't agree anymore. I completely agree. When I've been on the road speaking for 15 years, I actually still to this day carry a little baby at 10 weeks old, what the baby looks like. You just got its fingerprints. The heart starts beating 2 weeks after conception. Most women don't even know they're pregnant by 2 weeks. The face is formed very well, and I literally have this little model baby that I would pass around and have kids look at. This is God already had a plan for you when you were 10 weeks old in the mother's womb. Before you were conceived, he had a plan for you.
Exactly.
Kids were just mesmerized. But they're not taught that in school today. When I was a kid in high school, middle school, we were showing videos. We saw this. There's a really cool video circling the internet right now, and I'll post it today, of a mom who's got a couple months pregnant. I'm going to say 5-6 months pregnant. Well, you can see the baby trying to punch through her stomach. That's how it's so cute, like to see this little baby kicking around. That's how my kids were, very active. And you can't tell me it's a blob of fetal tissue. And the people saying it's just a mass of fetal tissue, they have not been educated. The fetus literally means little one. And when kids are educated, they get it. Their light bulbs go on. And so we see a huge movement of people that want to save their own generation. But once again, the media is not showing and giving the exposure to that, of course. And I tell people when I've been speaking to, I'm like, sex sells. That's why the huge industry there in Hollywood is pumping that. But the also money maker is to have abortions. Billions of dollars are raised every single year and made every single year by Planned Parenthood. So, of course, they're going to tie in with Hollywood, pump the premarital sex, and then these kids are going out having abortions, and that money is made. And I tell kids, the industry is using your body as income. So don't let them fool you into what's going on.
You know, that is so unconscionable, just as you say. The whole weave, the web of deception that has been incorporated between Planned Parenthood, Hollywood playing into the hands of all this, it is disgusting. And meanwhile, 60 million babies have been evaporated.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll tell you, it's a heartbreak if you can see it. But still, there are many whose eyes are yet needed to be opened. Tina Marie Griffin, the counterculture mom, is with us. We've got more from her on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It is just about 18 before the top of the hour.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're back fast.
Yeah, I feel much better. Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Money, 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 money. You've got to have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve.
savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Before the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. Tina Marie Griffin continues with us. She is the counterculture mom. Tina, it is amazing. I think of all that you moms have to stay on top of in this information age. So much is being thrown at our kids, and you're constantly cleaning up and being vigilant to what's going on, and we want to encourage parents not to give up the good fight. Do not grow weary in doing good. Your children are under attack. I say that to the mothers and fathers, and we need to be much more vigilant. I mean, these video games, these portals that are coming into the minds of our children, and, the kind of product that is being poured into their brains. I mean, it's bad enough the music that you may pick up coincidentally on the radio as you're tuning, or maybe some occasional TV shows, but these video games, I mean, like you were telling me about on Roblox, R-O-B-L-O-X, about a seven-year-old, her experience with an avatar game. Tell us about this.
Yes, and I have some solutions. I just want to tell you once again, Bill, I greatly appreciate your ministry and what you're doing, because it allows people like myself and other parents who are concerned to get the word out to help warn other people. So thank you for allowing me to have this platform to share with all your listeners. I greatly appreciate it. Never will take this for granted. It just fires me up to know that people are tuning in and they will be helped because of this information. There was a seven-year-old girl from North Carolina on the last week. Her mom, Amber Peterson, was reading a book. She let her daughter jump on Roblox. I've been telling parents when I speak at different events throughout the country and beyond, that Roblox, yes, they have thousands of positive games. And why I'm bummed is there's no parental controls again. The parent doesn't have any say as to blocking any harmful content. So when your kid is on Roblox picking a fun game, it takes 2 seconds to get coerced by somebody else to join this other game, try this level that goes deeper, and before you know it, you have a disaster. That's what happened in this case. Luckily, Amber is one of those parents that sat her daughter down right next to her. I highly suggest if you allow your kids to play any kind of positive game on their tech devices, be near them when they're on it, especially when they're younger and they're still learning about wise media choices and what to do if they see something that's harmful, to alert you. So her daughter was playing a game through Roblox. There's 70 million monthly users. It's the top gaming place for young kids under the age of 12 to go to for video games. That's why this is alarming.
And her daughter is 7 years old.
Her daughter, 7 years old, was on a video game, and here's what Amber said. Quote, "My sweet and innocent daughter's avatar was being violently gang-raped on a playground by two males. A female observer approached them and proceeded to jump on her body at the end of the act. Then the three characters ran away, leaving my daughter's avatar laying with her face in the middle of the playground," end quote. I put a blast on my Counterculture Mom app out to warn parents several days ago when this story broke, because I want parents to be aware right away and get notified on their cell phones. Watch out for this game. Here's what's going on, and here are some positive options besides Roblox. Her original Facebook post with screenshots to show what happened on Roblox is also attached to my really quick three-minute read through my app, Counterculture Mom. So download that app, be aware, get the notifications. Once again, this is the top thing used by kids under the age of 12 to get video games on there. There's tons of positive video games. So when parents say, well, what can I do? They like playing this. There are so many positive video games that you'll never have to worry about people using the chat feature and trying to lure your kid into doing something sexually suggestive, sending a new picture out, being tracked down. And there's a lot of that going on. They can get the positive video game list by texting the word media guide, no spaces, to the number 44222, and they will get my PDF guide that will help them do a pop culture purge and get a ton of positive content, very easy to read for busy parents. I also, in my app, want to mention in the alert section, if you download Counterculture Mom app, you'll see this quick story. You'll also see some pictures and more info, but you also have the option to contact Roblox and voice your concern. Now, Roblox said in response to this, we're going to go out there and do a better job at monitoring. They can never possibly monitor all the thousands of games down there at the same time, which means many kids are going to be exposed. The only thing they can do is have parental controls offered to parents to block the nasty games. That's what they have to do. Otherwise, I suggest don't even use Roblox.
Well, people need to be aware, like anything, pornography, anything, it just keeps on accelerating, and it metastasizes. It finds other ways to enter in. So, again, parents, be forewarned. Grandparents, be forewarned. This isn't a low-maintenance proposition. You know, let's face it. Sometimes we send the kids off to these video games to kind of get them out of our hair, we think, or, you know, to keep them busy. But you got to be careful of what they're being busy about, right?
Yeah, you totally do. And you know what? I do feel for the parents and grandparents here, because being diligent and doing 30, 40 hours a week of pop culture media to stay on the top of things while homeschooling my four kids under nine, I can't keep up. It's hard for me to keep up. Luckily, people are flooding my inbox through Facebook every single day. Do you see this? Do you see that? Post that. Warn the parents about this. And I have a spot in my app that is a section called Inform Us, so within 3 seconds you can send a text or a video footage, so I can blast it out to parents. My job that God gave me is to help warn parents before their kids are exposed to stuff and give them positive solutions. I love doing it. I feel like an undercover FBI agent, and I want to let parents know I will help you as much as I can with this content, because I know that you have other busy lives doing what God has called you to do. But with pop culture, I would love to have you consider me your go-to person. I will do my best to help keep your kids safe with what's constantly bombarding them on a daily basis. There are thousands of positive options, though.
And you know, all of us working together, you know, you don't have to make it a full-time job. Just bring in, you know, give us 5 minutes. You know, 5 minutes, and then, you know, fire off a note to Tina, and, you know, she'll be on top of this, spread the word out to, so that other parents, you know, can say, hey, thanks. And that's the thing that I love about this, because it's all consistent with what my old mentor used to say, is that our job is to elicit a positive emotional response. And that is that we want to be thankful for the connections, the divine appointments, the messages that are being passed on one to another to help each other in this job that we have as parents, as grandparents. I mean, a very responsible job, especially in this information age. I mean, you know, this information is coming at us at light speed, and we need to keep our discerning shields up on this to be aware of what, you know, what people want to do. You know, they want to accommodate sin, so it gives them an out. and it justifies their, you know, their behavior. And what's at risk here is the future of our kids and our grandkids. I mean, this is really scary stuff. And Tina, I cannot thank you enough, you know, for all the hard work that you're doing. Let's talk about this. We got about a minute and a half left here, maybe 2 minutes. There was some hoopla about Facebook censoring parts of the Declaration of Independence. Tell our audience about this.
Yeah, well, that's basically it. We had, it was considered hate speech right around the 4th of July. A lot of different conservative websites were being stripped with their content off their Facebook walls. I totally know about that. I've been censored for the last year where people are sending me daily screenshots saying, I can't share your posts. I can't like your posts. I can't join your group. Because Facebook is just censoring a lot of us. There's a good handful of people that I know personally where it's happening. Well, they were attacking different conservative websites that were posting their content leading up to the 4th of July about how our country was founded and what America is all about. Anything positive that was truthful, mm-hmm. their posts were stripped down and blocked from being posted. And so Facebook started saying that we had to erase, it's censored, and remove the Declaration of Independence off of Facebook, mm-hmm. And citing it as hate speech. So it's really, really...
They since revised that, didn't they? Didn't they correct that?
I think they're working on correcting it. The latest I heard was that they were deciding as hate speech. But the thing is with correcting it, the damage is already
done. The damage
is
already done. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And it's blocking our freedom of speech. Like, if you have a platform like that and you allow other people to post stories about beheadings as if it's not a big deal and it's not hate speech or mm-hmm. murder, like one of my friends who's a speaker, several people, death threats were made online about us trying to speak out and do the right thing. We take screenshots, send them to Facebook. They're like, it's not considered hate speech. They have their opinion. Well, then why are you allowing or telling us that we have hate speech for saying?
See, this is all some of the stuff that's so robotic. I mean, this is all being done by their algorithms and stuff like that. They probably, if they ran the Lord's Prayer through it, it would probably be regarded as hate speech, you know, because of their, you know, which is ridiculous. But this is why you cannot trust any entity, be it Facebook or whatever, Google, that they're looking out for your best interest. This is why I'm saying you need to make sure that your shield of faith is up, that you have discernment with it, and that you exercise that. One final story here as we wrap this up with about a minute left, Tina. Trans woman will compete in the Miss Universe first time ever, huh?
Yeah, basically a male trying to look like a woman will compete in the Miss Universe. Yes, I think because I was a Miss America pageant contestant, I would just feel robbed as a woman that was competing in that pageant because it's going completely against what pageants are all about. It's just mm-hmm. like all these guys that are now competing in women's wrestling tournaments and athletes, you know, running races and winning them. It would cause the women to say, why even try?
Exactly.
Which mm-hmm. breaks my heart.
Yeah.
I thank you for having me on. We have to make this a two-hour radio show, but parents, please connect with me at counterculturemom.com and download the Counterculture Mom app and get notifications on your phone so you know what's going on. And use whatever talents God's given you to make a difference. For us, we did the app because that can't be censored. So keep exactly. professing that truth and fight for your kids.
And join in on the good fight and connect with Tina as often as you can to keep everybody else aware of what's going on. Thank you so much. Appreciate it, Tina. Have a great day.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife.